My name is Jill.
My name is Audrey.
My name is Linda Tobin.
I am so excited to be sitting here with you. While I love you, Linda, we just met an hour ago. I love your daughter. And she, I guess, tell me about your daughter. Well, before I go into cavilling about your daughter, why don't you tell me what it's like to be sitting next to, is she your youngest?
Yes.
Your youngest
She's
baby.
My our princess warrior. She has a heart of gold. She is driven. She's honest. And she's filled with a lot of love. But don't cross her.
Thank you for that notice. I will not. I don't think I have yet.
You're good.
And tell me about this woman sitting next to you who you lived inside for 9 months.
She is a fighter. She's strong. She is a mother and a wife and a daughter. She's very giving and thoughtful. And don't cross her.
I want to not cross you. I want to touch your heart. I want to... I guess I want to start with, if it's okay, how I met Audra. Audra, can you talk about at least what you remember the first time we met?
I met Jill Wolf in the DePaul University's and AIDS Foundation of Chicago Public Health Masters of Public Health Boot Camp. It's an MPH program for aspiring leaders in the HIV or hepatitis C world. And you get selected to go in there. I went in there for a week to learn about, an MPH program and more specifically population health as it relates to HIV, hepatitis C. I met Jill Wolf when she walked in to do her presentation on what she does for a living every day, what she's up against every day, the infection, how she's helping people. I heard her recite a poem that makes me emotional even thinking about, because I remember sitting there, 3 or 4 years ago, thinking, my God, she has the words for everything that I feel, and I'm not even infected with Hep C. After her poem, I walked right up to her in the middle of the classroom and just fell in her arms unintentionally. I just asked her if I could shake her hand and thank her for her amazing words that she had for the entire classroom.
And here was this other passionate, heart-filled woman. And even then she opened her mouth and kind of talked to me about you, and I didn't know you. But I was just so grateful that she had this connection to what I was saying.
I'm proud that she has taken on the role of trying to help people with Hep C.
I'm going to fast forward ahead to maybe around July 25th, 2009. Does that date ring a bell to you?
Oh, forever.
Tell me.
The day I got a phone call.
From?
My new doctor that I had gone to because I had an injury on my elbow. And I told him that as long as I was there, would you check my thyroid? And so the phone rang. I picked it up and he said, I have been sitting in my office all morning trying to figure out how to tell you this. And I remember falling onto the red couch and going, what's wrong? And my first thought was cancer. And he said, you have hepatitis C. And I went, what is hepatitis C? I've never even heard of it. Heard of B, Hep B, over the years, but never C. And he said, you need help immediately. Mm. I said, well, where should I go? He goes, there's no one here to help you. You need a hepatologist. You're going to have to go back into Chicago. So I called my friend that ran a hospital in Chicago. And he set me up with another doctor. She checked me. She said, yes, you have it. And I started treatment on July 25th, 2009.
And Audra and I both know, working so intimately in this disease, what treatment was like in 2009 versus what it is today. Tell me about what you endured once you started treatment. What were you going through?
I was going through the most incredible illness of feeling like I had the flu, stomach problems, headaches, and would have, at some two points, I thought I was going to die and wasn't going to wake up in the morning from the effects of the medications.
You took this medication in total for 17 months?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you, what, for 17 months, you felt like what?
Like I was going to die. I couldn't get out of bed. I just laid there. And then I would get real hot inside my body. Mm. I had sores in my mouth, but I wasn't giving up.
So what if I told you today, someone who were to get a diagnosis and to start treatment, they wouldn't feel like they're dying. They wouldn't be able to not get out of bed. What is What's that like for you to hear that?
It was everything I hoped for and prayed for, that this treatment would be found to be easier and more efficient, because everything I was taking was basically experimental. So everything that I was taking made me deadly ill, and I kept thinking, well, if this is how we have to do it to get better, I'll do it.
And Audra, what was it like? Where were you in 2009 as mom's going through this treatment?
I was in college. I was a senior in college. I was very 22. Mm-hmm. I was oblivious and naive and just in my own world, really. I got a phone call saying, you better come home. Mom has some news for you. I went home and my mom told me that she's infected with Hep C and it's going to be okay and there's treatment. But we didn't know what that meant. You know, we didn't know, okay, we knew that there was treatment, but we didn't know what would be the end phase or what would be the outcome after you took treatment, because it was such a wild card, this virus.
Yes.
And it still is, but it's so much more controlled now. So at the time, we didn't know anything what was going to happen. It was hard, you know, it really humanized who my mom is and showed the hero in her, showed the fighter. But also it showed another light to my father where, you know, here comes, you know, my hero, my father, and he really is acting like a hero. He was there for my mom. He was supportive for her. So I was able to really see a new relationship almost form between my parents. That was really a silver lining to things, as much as it sucked because my mom was sick through it all. But I was able to see them support each other in a way that I've never really saw my dad do for my mom before.
What kind of words of wisdom can you share with us?
Surrender is the exact word that I had to learn through all this.
Because what does that mean?
If I didn't surrender everything and I had to concentrate on me, which is totally different, but if I didn't, I wasn't going to make it. And I knew that. So I had to just step back, do what I was supposed to do for me so that I could be back into that role eventually.
I want to give you, Audra, an opportunity to say a message, anything you would want to. This pretty badass woman sitting next to you.
I love you. Keep doing you, because you're killing it. I'm proud of you, and you're an inspiration. So thank you for instilling that strength in me and wanting to give it back.
Thank you for feeling that. Thank you for having that drive inside you to be grateful for what you have and that you want to give it back. It's our role as humans to give.
Thank you for giving me your time, ladies. It's truly a gift.
Thank you. You're welcome. Hip, hip, hooray.